All right, I finally succeeded in the game where I try to unmute myself as the screen moves up and down as people join. Yeah, of course. So weird how I was literally just in a meeting 5 seconds before this is ever going to hear me, but now you can't. All right, how you guys doing? You doing well? Guys, I have some good news. We're going to be talking about PI, and I am going to lead with PI. I know.
What does the world come to?
I know, right? Okay, so I don't know if you guys have heard, but there is a new PI ingredient called grass, and some of you need to just go out there and touch it, because, like, this is not the place for your stupid political arguments. Please, there are millions of places on the internet you can get into your political arguments. This is our spaceship guild for shooting people, so I just saw some arguments earlier today, and I was like, why are these people arguing? Just go anywhere else and do that. Touch grass, please. Stop being terminally online. Harvest some PI grass if you have to. Yeah, argument with the Super Bowl is fine. And then the Euros could be, like, real smug. Like, football is better. Okay, thanks. All right, let's get going. So, let's see. I wanted to say thanks off the top to Coward, GSOL, FCs, everyone else who helped flipping the TCUs in Pureblind over the last week or so. So now the map no longer says Siberian squads. We did leave it for a while because we just thought it was funny to make them pay the ISK on that. they were still paying the fees even though they weren't there, but it's now flipped back to us. Let's say Pureblind, period basis. I get the PBs mixed up. I was in Declan for too long, and I always think PB, Pureblind, but it was period basis. Someone said all the PBTCs, and I was like, yeah, Pureblind. Yeah, anyway. Period blind. Now that is just going to ruin my brain. I'm not going to remember how to say it ever again. All right, so we talked about dreads last week. I just figured I want to mention it again. There are new dread fits up on the forums. The armor dreads now require 1 through 5 amulets, so please go ahead and make sure you are getting those. We are reimbursing them, so you aren't missing anything on that. But dreads are something where it's important. We're pushing the Phoenix hard. We did a check. Some of you are doing Phoenixes, but we still need more. Right now we're like 80% revelations, maybe even higher. I think 80% is about the right number though. So, we would like to diversify. I know it will take a while for that to happen, but, we're trying to diversify out of just having so many revelations. Should I use my next clone for my dread? You can, but we are still reimbursing just slot 1 through 5. If you want to run an Omega, get more tank, please do. All right. Let's talk about compliance. I know you guys at work, you hear about compliance, and here in spaceships, I'm sure you're dying to hear about it too. But ESI compliance is something we are making sure that gets done. And if you guys don't have all your ESI registered, please get it up to date before you have to come and send like a mean letter to your corporation and then make them come hunt you down. Just get all your characters registered. That includes alts. They don't have to be in the Imperium. You need to register all alts. Or else you might get kicked as a spy. It's just really simple just to register your alts. So go ahead and make sure that's getting done soon. Control-Alt-Delve is another thing I want to talk about. It is our home defense doctrine with alpha clones. You need to make a new account or a new character. And then when we are deployed away, you can just log that in to defend Delve. It doesn't mean you don't have to burn a jump clone. Initiative has been doing this for about a year very successfully, so we're just totally copying them there. And it lets us defend against most attacks on our home space while we are deployed away. All right. Let me go on here. We have upped our buyback on war bonds to 50 war bonds at this point, I believe is the number. And we're anticipating that relatively soon we're going to be able to buy out all of Gamma. So basically, we're getting to the point where war bonds are being bought up en masse. If you haven't turned yours in, you'll just be like brute force turned in, basically, however it works in game. I know it's a bit of a pain, but we'll be doing that soon. So we are offering the new bonds. If all the war bonds get bought out, we will not be offering those anymore. So I just want you guys to know, I know some of you have been getting that monthly income and maybe trying to hold on to war bonds, but they probably are not long for this world. Asinus says, where do we sell the old bonds? There is a forum thread, but like I said, once we buy them out, that won't be there anymore. Is there a place for people not in Goons to go get their bonds bought? It's the same way. And yeah, if you want to get bought out, can you trade in war bonds for a new bond? Yes, you can trade in war bonds for a new bond if you want to get your war bond converted so that you can still get that passive income on a new bond. You can do that, but once they're all bought out, there won't be any more offered. So you have to get that done before. And I assume that can also be done in the shares channel if you want to convert. So if you want to convert, keep your passive income from your war bond to the new one. That is a very good way. Let's see. Rom is here. Rom, can you exit? Oh, he just literally was the last person who said something. He's in charge of our blog, our news site, and he is looking for new writers. You don't have to do writer story every day. Just looking for people who can update, you know, once a week, something like that. Put out a story, help you and stay up to date on our blog. So it's a really good place to catch the news. We will be pinging out each article that is written. So if you want to get your articles in front of people, you want to help out and keep the Alliance up to date, that is a cool site to do it. Rom, can you X up again? Yeah, there he goes. Okay. DM him if you're a writer or you want to put a shot. All right. CodeSign, are you here? Are you attending this meeting, CodeSign? Please step forward, CodeSign. Please X up if you're here. Okay. Did I not tell you that showing initiative and doing good work would be a problem? Did you not make a mistake? Rest in piss, CodeSign. Welcome to Ilum. You have been promoted. F's in the chat. Thank you for your good work. We will now ride you like a dead horse. All right. I think that's everything I had on my agenda. If you guys got any questions, throw them at me. And then if I miss anything, directors, just ping me and I'll say it. But ping me about PI. I know three of you are going to do it now because Asher said not to do it. So I'm going to do it because I'm a troll. Jeff, no, we're not doing Jeff right now. Was last week's Fireside recorded? I don't think it was, Stadia. Like, a bunch of people have messaged me about the Fireside not being available. What's about the Phoenix making it attractive? It does 15k DPS. It does way more damage than everything else. Dynex, you just never give up, do you? You must be one of those people who just wears down, like, you know, the object of your desire, like the person that you love. You just ask them every day if they'll go out with you until you just finally give in. If you loved a person as much as you love PI, they'd be really happy.
Did you talk about scouts yet, Asher?
I did not. You want to hit that apple?
Yeah, Brodok wants us to talk about scouts because scouts is recruiting and he has a nice post in Elysium and Rom made a nice post about that. And we need more scouts. So please join scouts and help us and help the Lions and do scouty things.
Scouts are excellent, you know, keeping, so we have our, you know, our signal intel, and so we know enemy fleets are forming, all that stuff, but having an eye on the fleet is so important, and the bigger the fight, the more important that gets. So if you are interested in following enemy fleets and helping and being a pest, and by the way, you get a harvest a lot of salt and local. They get very annoyed if you actually follow their fleet. So if that sounds appealing to you, please join. That's the kind of thing we really could use more of.
And it's great to do as an F2 also, like talking about like doing an extra thing in fleets, being a scout, having an alt scouting during the fleet. That's really easy to do and very useful.
All right, I'm calling audible here. This is something we've been discussing in leadership. I wasn't planning on talking about it on the Fireside, but I'm going to bring it to you guys anyway. You can tell me your opinion. We'll get a quick vote. We've discussed rebranding the Imperium as a new logo, stuff like that, or actually changing the name. So I'm interested in what you guys think. Yes, no. Would you like a new name or would you like to stick? A lot of no's. Okay, man. Those far outweighing the S's. All right. We're not talking about goons, lady. We're talking about Imperium. All right. We are considering a rebrand. One of the things, someone at Vegas, like, apparently got asked if they were part of some fascist group or something. So we're looking at potentially a rebrand in that front with a new logo that you guys can have that people don't think you're part of some illicit pride organization. All right. Penguin, I paid someone for a VTube setup, and they scammed me. Hard to trust anyone these days. They did, like, half the work and then just quit. I wouldn't say it was a scam. They're just lazy. Oh, well. Doctrine ships do not bring random stuff into fleets, Asher. Yeah, Jack, that's a good point. One thing we're having a problem with is, I love Vigils, by the way. Boy, do I love Vigils. Thank you for bringing Vigils to fleet. However, if you're, like, a four-year veteran and you're bringing a Vigil to a fleet and we have, like, 30 of them, you're not helping, right? Please fly the Doctrine ship. Let newbies fill that role. Let people who really like target banning fill that role. But we don't need 30 of those. on each fleet. So I don't want to institute any penalties. I just want to ask you guys, please stop flying, a ship when you can be flying a Logi, you can be flying a DPS. If you've been around and training for 4 years, you can do it. Can we please talk about lack of Beehive for Pacific time zone, U.S. time zone? Dark Knight, it's just FCs, man. If you're not in a crab quill, I recommend you start training for it, because that will let you run crab beacons even when the Beehive is down. So, FCs for the Beehive are just hard to get, because it's a lot of work, just consistent work, right? So it's not something we want to, we're not going to ride anyone super hard and force them to do it. We want them to do it as often as they feel up for it. So I'm sorry it's not happening in your time zone. I strongly recommend getting a crab call. And that way you can run that with just Delve 911 open. And it's a very safe way to do things. We rarely lose crab calls. It's only every now and again. Is the Mentor FC program still running? Yes, indeed it is. I want you guys to know how dedicated I am to be here. My AC broke. I should just be out of my house and in somewhere it's not really hot, but here I am talking to you, sweating on your behalf. So, just laudits and plaudits for me. I'm just big upping myself. Dude, it's not always hot, but in Miami, it's pretty hot right now and my AC broke this morning. I know, I am so strong. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing me. I feel very seen right now. What's the status of period basis? You can wrap there. Good question, Bard Ghost. So, we have sort of these untapped fields in period basis. It is a really good place. If you have like a Myrmidon, even an Ishtar that you want to rat in and you don't want to have a lot of competition, period basis is sort of wide open right now. It's a good place to go down. And so it's sort of a flip side. There are less people roaming there, but there's less intel from friendlies. But especially stuff like Merms, where you can relatively escape well, and if you die, you're not super worried, and you just want to be spinning AFK in a system without a lot of people, period basis has a lot of space that's available right now. Yep, exploration isn't free in period basis. It is open to whatever you want. You can go down there, and there are a lot of sites, I'm told, a lot of like data sites and stuff like that. All right, looks like the questions are drying up. Thank you guys so much for showing up. Sure. Yeah, what?
Sniper has a very important topic.
Okay, go.
Yeah, Sniper should talk about that. I have no clue about it.
Sniper. Beyond, I can mention Lending Bee. Yeah. So we've loaned out a lot of money with Lending Bee, and we are saving some of the like initial money we had laid out for uncollateralized loans. That's $5 billion or down. You don't need any collateral. If you're trying to get yourself into a crab quill or something like that, we have uncollateralized loans for you available. Our guys are eager to fill those. They've given out a lot of collateralized loans, which are obviously safer for us, but we're trying to, like I said, inject liquidity last time I did. So that's like a good thing to mention. Sniper, are you here?
I'll do it.
Okay.
CCB has announced Plex for Good for the stuff in Turkey and Syria from the earthquake. So if you guys look at that, they've got very specific rules on how you should do it to make sure it doesn't get like scammed, and don't scam the Plex for Good. Everybody will come down on you for it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for catching that. I totally forgot that. That earthquake in Turkey and Syria, if you guys have been watching, has been terrible. There have been some really uplifting stories. I saw one just yesterday where a father had been like shielding his daughter for like 3 days in the rubble, and they pulled him out of it with his daughter. They were both alive. That was really heartening to see. But there's been a lot of devastation. So if you guys can support it through the Plex for Good program, that is amazing. Thank you for reminding me. I would have felt really bad had I missed that. Kohi, Turkey's trying to change their exonym, which is a weird thing, but I guess that CCP went with it. We don't call Germany Deutschland in English, but Turkey wants to be Turkey. No Mandela effect this time. All right, guys, so yeah, if you can support that, that is awesome. I'm really glad CCP is putting that up. That has been a real tragedy. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for showing up at the meeting. I will see you all next week. Make sure you're getting prepped. Make sure you're getting your dreads. Make sure you're getting your fits. Make sure you are ready to go. Really appreciate you guys. See you next time.